talks restarting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Meeting in Istanbul, Turkey, Ukrainian and Russian negotiators are about to hold their first face-to-face peace talks in more than 2 weeks.
This time, there's optimism that there might be a breakthrough. President Zelensky has floated the possibility of adopting a neutral stance if it is guaranteed by third parties and put to a referendum. As Russia continues its attacks, some are skeptical that the two sides can reach common ground.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Ukrainian forces, meanwhile, appear to have taken back more territory from the invaders.
A senior U.S. defense official says the U.S. believes Ukraine's military has recaptured the town of Trostianets in the eastern part of the country. And the mayor of Irpin says the Kyiv suburb has been liberated from Russian troops. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, isn't ready to celebrate yet and cautions that Russian forces are trying to regroup after losing the area.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. President Biden Monday fine-tuning his Saturday remarks about Vladimir Putin.
President Biden says he's not walking back his weekend comments that Russian President Vladimir Putin should be removed from power, but he's also not changing U.S. policy.
I want to make it clear, I wasn't then, nor am I now, articulating a policy change. I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel.
There is concern the president's comments could complicate already tense negotiations.
Members of the White House have tried to clarify the comments. They say Putin can't be empowered to be aggressive to neighbors.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. Two Chicago police officers hurt Monday night, one of them shot during a traffic stop. The police superintendent says the occupants of the stopped car trapped one of the officers by backing into the cruiser and then started shooting. The officers have non-life-threatening injuries. Wounded by return fire, a suspect from the car is reported to be in serious condition. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The White House Monday unveiling its proposed budget for the next fiscal year, a $5.8 trillion spending plan, which President Biden says
sends a clear message to the American people that we value. First, fiscal responsibility. Second, safety and security. And thirdly, the investments needed to build a better America.
The budget calls for higher taxes on wealthy Americans and a hike in the corporate tax rates. The House Select January 6th committee voting to ask the House to refer two former White House aides to the Justice Department on contempt charges.
The committee's seven Democrats and two Republicans voted unanimously to charge Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. Both over more than a year have failed to adhere with requests for information related to the Capitol riot last year. Committee Chair Benny Thompson says they have been hiding behind executive privilege.
They're not fooling anybody. They are obligated to comply with our investigation. They have refused to do so, and that's a crime.
The next step is to have the charges considered and voted on by the full House. If passed, they then go to the Justice Department, which makes the ultimate call on prosecution. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Charges have been filed against an Oregon driver accused of plowing into a homeless encampment.
Prosecutors say Enrique Rodriguez was drunk when he drove into a Salem homeless camp, killing four people. The 24-year-old is now slapped with four first-degree manslaughter charges in addition to a host of others. Rodriguez allegedly plowed into the group early Sunday morning, flattening tents and leaving a trail of debris in his wake. Two were killed immediately. Two others passed away at the hospital. Police say Rodriguez tried to flee the scene, but was later arrested. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.